Time now for StoryCorps, the project capturing the stories of everyday people. On this Father's Day weekend, we'll hear from a foster dad. In 2004, Horace Atwater Jr. took in Adrian Hawkins, who was a teenager at the time. Here, Horace remembers when they first met.
You were this little skinny kid, about 14. You didn't really have any clothes. You had mismatched socks.
I remember times being hungry, seeing drugs and all kinds of stuff. I mean, some things had to happen for me to be in foster care, but I'm glad it was with you.
Thank you. I'm glad you're with me, too.
Why do you care so much for a stranger?
I had a personal experience where I lost everything, a wife, two fine sons, because of drug addiction and anger. I didn't experience my own sons growing up. I would only see them on visitation periods. But when my wife remarried, she married a man that embraced my sons as though they were his own. He has been an excellent father to them. And I am so grateful that he embraced them the way he did. I'm also grateful for the opportunity that I had to embrace you. So that's the least that I owe. The least I could do.
I mean, you know, you had it good at one time. And I know you messed it up. But you're the most influential person in my life. Like, I'm just glad that I met you.
I am so glad that you came into my life. And you're doing so well. You know, it makes me look like I'm smart. But you're the one who's smart. God, for you to become the man that you are, I am so proud of that.
Horace Atwater Jr. with his foster son, Adrian Hawkins, at StoryCorps in Atlanta, Georgia. Adrian is now a senior in college studying biology. He still talks to Horace every day. Their interview will be archived at the Library of Congress. Get the podcast at npr.org.